Okay, so today's daf is Mem Gimel. We got to the bottom of Mem Beis. The Gemara says, "Amai tilta ba'amahu v'lidche Shabbos." The Gemara is going on. The Mishnah told us that when Sukkos falls out on Shabbos, any day of Sukkos falls out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take the dalaminim on Shabbos. And the Gemara asks, "Why not? Why can't you have a sukkah? Why can't you have dalaminim on Shabbos?" The Gemara says, "Tilta ba'amahu. It's simply muksa." V'lidche Shabbos, the Isser of Muksa, of moving, Rashi says, you see Rashi, Tilta Ba'ama, the two lines from the bottom, he says, Ein bo tzad Isser, elekim metal t'leitzim, and touching a lulav. It's like moving wood. So wood is Muksa, lulav is Muksa, so it's Muksa. The Isser, the abundant of Muksa, should be Docha Shabbos. V'cheven, Rashi continues, Dimina Torah, hu b'mikdash kol shiva lama asura. Since there's a mitzvah deraisa in the Beis HaMikdash to carry the lulav all 7 days, that mitzvah deraisa of dalaminim should be docha the iser derbanan of muksa, of carrying something that's a piece of wood, touching something that's wood. So that's Gemara wants to know, why is it usher to have dalaminim on Shabbos? So Gemara answers, Gemara, we know, Amaraba gzeira shamit lena biyado v'yedlich eitza baki lilmod. So the concern was, and Rashi tells us, the very last Rashi on the page, lilmod, Na'nua o birchaso. The guy might not know how to properly shake the lulav. He might not know how to properly say the bracha. So he's going to take the lulav outside his house and go to a baki or a rav who knows and teach him, how do I shake the lulav? How do I say the bracha? And the Gemara continues on Mem Gimel Manalf now, Vayavirenu arba amos b'rishus harabim. And he's going to end up carrying outside b'rishus harabim where there's no eruv and violate the Isser Hotzah on Shabbos. So that was the concern. He might end up walking outside Dal Amos. Dal Amos is a mlach of Hotza.
So what about today? What is Erev? Would that be okay?
Right. So nowadays it's not okay. Once there goes there, there goes there. But even nowadays in a Rosh Hashanah, you can't make an Erev in a Rosh Hashanah. We don't have Rosh Hashanah here in Woodmere. Let's say Manhattan. All these, it's called a Karmelis. It's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid because it's not privately owned, but it's not a Rosh Hashanah until you have wide enough highways and 600,000 people going. So Manhattan, according to many poskim, is considered Rosh Hashanah in certain areas, so you can't have an Erev in Manhattan, according to some poskim. Brooklyn also, some say you can't have an Erev. Some say you can.
You can't.
But you can. The machlok is whether you can or whether you cannot. There is an Erev in Brooklyn. Many don't hold of it. Many do hold of the Erev in Brooklyn. Same thing
so,
in Manhattan.
So when it's Rosh Hashanah, it's like less machmir.
No more. You cannot carry there, and an Erev doesn't even work in Rosh Hashanah. Even if you try to make an Erev, it's not going to be effective. So even though right now in Woodmere we have no Rosh Hashanah, still there's an Isser across the board, you might find yourself in Rosh Hashanah and carry it outside and violate the Isser Hotzah. Now the Gemara Rashi points out, so does Tosfos, there's another way also to violate Hotzah on Shabbos. Look at Rashi, Vayavirenu, Arba Amos B'Rosh Hashanah. Hu Adin, so too, Dematzi Lamemar, the Gemara could have said the problem was, V'yotzienu m'rishus hayachil rishus harabim. So what about before that? I'm coming outside of my house. My house, my chatzer is a rishus hayachil. Once I step from my chatzer to the rishus harabim, that's also a violation when you change rishus. Even though you might be walking less than dal amos, going from one rishus to the next rishus is ela rashis shabirov makomos vinyanim amrinon yesh lachos lavars arba amos. He thinks that more likely it's concerned that a person might carry in rishus harabim for 4 amos than to go from rishus hayachil to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, without getting into all the details, but there are two ways to violate Hotzah in general. Either to go from one Rosh Hashanah to the next Rosh Hashanah, or in Rosh Hashanah alone, to carry Dalad Amos. So that's what, yeah.
Because it says that between the Rosh Hashanah and the Rosh Hashanah, there's always a karmelis or
Exactly, right. So you're never directly going to go from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Right. Or my, like, our house isn't usually on Peninsula Boulevard, let's say. They used to have, everyone was backed up, and then there was like a alleyway, which...
Yeah, you have a Maboy and then...
Exactly.
You're not really going
to... So the Gemara says that's again why you cannot carry the lulav on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, now this is the very top line of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the Hainu Taima de Shofar, that's the same reason why we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos, on Rosh Hashanah. The Hainu Taima de Megillah, that's the same reason why when Yudal falls out on Shabbos, which it doesn't, but let's say Tesvav can fall out on Shabbos, Shushan Purim can fall out on Shabbos, you don't lay in the Megillah on Shabbos.
Carrying the Megillah with the shofar.
Either way, on Rosh Hashanah, your concern is, I don't know how to blow the shofar. Let me take my shofar to my Rebbe.
Oh.
Same thing with the Megillah. I don't know how to lay in Megillah. I'll take my Megillah to my Rebbe and he'll teach me. So that concern, they, that for those reasons, you cannot have a shofar, Megillah, and Dalaminim on Shabbos. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, Yom Rishonami. So even if day one, the Mishnah told us, if day one of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, then you are allowed to take the Lulav. So what's the difference? Whenever, whichever day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, you should have the same concern that he might take the Dalaminim, walk outside the house, and carry Dal Amos. So why is it permitted when day one falls out on Shabbos? The Gemara says, Rishon hatakin le'rabbanan bebeso. They made a special takana on the first day that you're only allowed to have the Dalaminim in your house. That's the way it was done. Normally the halacha was, take your Dalaminim, walk outside with it, go to shul, go everywhere you want. They made a special takana on day one, you're only supposed to take your Dalaminim inside your house. That's the halacha. So once they made a takana, a hecker, so that Yom Rishon is different than the other days, so no one's going to bring it outside the house, there was no concern on day one. Okay. So let's look at Rashi just to make that clear. You see Rashi, Hata Kinele Rabbanon Litlo Bebeso. The Chum made a takana to take the Dalaminim only inside your house. Kidekasani Mesnisin, like our Mishnah told us. Hiskinu Sheyehe Kalecha Ve'echa Noto Bebeso. The Mishnah told us that they made a takana that each individual should take the Dalaminim in his own house. Umitoch Shelo Hasras Lo, since it wasn't permitted, Ela Bebeso, the only heter on Shabbos day one was in the house, Zachar Hu Velo Asid Lafuke. It's going to serve as a reminder. Wait a second, today's day one. The Chacham say I can only carry it inside my house. Oh, I'm not allowed to carry it outside, and they'll never come to end up carrying it outside the house on day one.
Even today?
Even today, no, today we don't do that anymore. Gemara is going to discuss all those about Bizman Hazeh. So Gemara says now, Hatinach Achar Takana. Okay, so this all makes sense after the Takana. After they said you could only take it inside your house on day one. But Kolim Takana Ma'ik Lememar. What about before they made such a takana? There was a time period before the Chacham said, take it inside your house. So before they made such a takana, so why was day one permitted? Shouldn't there be the same concern day one like any other day if it fell on Shabbos that you might carry outside your house? Ela Gemara says, Rishon de'isa min ha-Torah b'gvulin, lo gazru rabbanon. They said, day one of Sukkot, since everywhere, not only, again, according to the Torah, in the base of Mikdash, there's a mitzvah to carry the Dalaminim all 7 days of Sukkot. In the Gvulin, which means anywhere outside the base of Mikdash, the mitzvah is only on day one. It's a mitzvah deraisa on day one. So since in day one, anywhere in the world you are, there's a mitzvah deraisa on day one, they didn't want to be gozer. They didn't want to be ochre. They didn't want to uproot a mitzvah deraisa. They said, day one, we're allowing you to take it on Shabbos. But the rest of the week of Sukkot, which is only derabbanon out to the base, they said, you know what? We're going to tell you, don't carry it on any other day, because we might take it outside. It's a gzera. Because again, since the mitzvah on any other day is only derbanon, they said, you know what, don't do it. But day one, which is deraisa, they're not going to say, don't do the deraisa. So they said, leave that one, we'll let you do day one if it falls out on Shabbos. But any other day, we say, don't do it. So then the Gemara says, so now, continuing the answer, however, Hanach, those delisnehu min ha-Torah, those days which are not min ha-Torah b'gvulun, meaning every day other than day one, gazru rabbanon, that's where the Chacham made a gzera, don't carry it on Shabbos. So that's where we're holding right now. Now, Ihach, the Gemara, by the way, this next whole daf is back and forth, like line by line. A lot of back and forth. Ihach, if that's the case, ha-inna, bizman hazen, nowadays,
so what, nami. What was the reason before the time? What was the inim before the time? Was the Galan Shabbos, yes? And rest of the day, no?
Rest of the week, no. So if there's always going to be at least one day, only one day, again, in Eretz Yisrael, there are only 7 days of Sukkot, 8th day is Shemini Atzeres. We're ignoring Shemini Atzeres. So of the 7 days, there's always going to be one day that falls out on Shabbos, of course. So if day one of Yontif falls out on Shabbos, we say you could be Docha Shabbos because day one's a din, a mitzvah deraisa. They said, we're not going to tell you don't do the mitzvah deraisa.
So take it.
Take it, exactly.
Married with all the problems around it.
Exactly. Now, if day two through day seven falls out on Shabbos, any of those, there's no mitzvah deraisa at all to carry it outside the base of Mikdash. If you're up in, pick a city, Tzfas, let's say, or you're down a lot, there's no mitzvah at all to carry it beyond day one. Chachamim said, let's make a takana. We saw the Mishnah that Zeichel Mikdash, you should carry all 7 days anyways, as a derabanan. Vulan?
Yeah, the Medina or not.
this machlokas, I thought about whether the Beis HaMikdash is called the Beis HaMikdash or that refers to the entire Yerushalayim as Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
But I thought everyone agreed Gevulin was all the Eretz Yisrael is considered Gevulin, though.
That, yeah.
Right, so right.
On the rest of the week, Midaraisa, is it only the Beis HaMikdash or is it also all Yerushalayim?
Oh, yeah, I thought you were saying the other way around. Exactly, yeah. Right. That's machlokas. Rashi, right. Rambam. Right. So the outside Yerushalayim, let's say, which is the Rambam Shita, then it's only mitzvah on day one. The rest of the week is only mitzvah derabanan. So they say, you know what, if those mitzvahs derabanan, those days falls out on Shabbos, we're concerned, I know it's a small concern, but this concern, don't take the lulav on that Shabbos, because you might end up carrying outside. But when day one falls out on Shabbos, day one is a deraisa, we're not going to mess around with the deraisa. Leave that deraisa, you can take it on day one. Don't carry it outside still, but take it inside your house. Now the Gemara says, if that's the case, ihachi is what you ask, David. Ihachi ha'it nanami, nowadays also. Nowadays, so why don't we take the dalaminim on day one of it falls out on Shabbos? It's a mitzvah deraisa. The Gemara says, anan lo yadinan bikivu deyircha. So we don't know the proper calendar. We don't know how the calendar works. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, lo yadinan bikivu deyircha. This is like halfway down in Rashi's. Lo yadinan bikivu deyircha. Shema ein yantif ad lamachar. Davalan lemevar elo meubar, because they didn't know the exact time, what the right day was. So,
because it was close to Rosh Hashanah.
Close to Rosh Hashanah. There wasn't enough time to,
for the Aiden
to get out. So, meaning, if you lived where the way the month worked was, where they had Kiddush HaChodesh. They found the new moon, Aiden went to the basin, said, now's the new moon. Now's the new month. Now, if you lived far away, it took time for the Edom to get to you, let you know the new month is on Sunday or Monday, which one it is. So that's why you kept 2 days of Yom Tov, because you weren't sure outside of Eretz Yisrael. So we keep both days because maybe it's day one is a real one, or maybe day two is really day one. We don't know. So since we don't know which is the right day, it might only be Mitzvah Derabbanan, we said, don't carry it on Shabbos. Because it might be the wrong day.
By Sukkot, shouldn't they have known already?
No, let's say you live in Bavel. When we say Anan Nami Yachi,
Bavel.
Bavel, exactly, which took a lot longer to get there.
Yeah.
So,
to get where?
To tell in Bavel, to tell them that the Edom
took weeks. What do you mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, if they didn't from.
How does it work?
Meaning no, that's why in Bavel you used to do 2 days, because by the time that the Edom came, you didn't know.
Came
you.
Where?
The Edim had to say that they saw in Israel, I don't know if Yerushalayim or Eretz Israel.
I think anywhere in Eretz Israel, I think
that
so.
They saw the area.
Okay, so
then and then first they used to put like fires, and then it's from mountain to mountain, and then the Kutim,
they didn't go.
Pulling around. And they started pulling when it wasn't right, so they were foot. So they said, no, we cannot do it because the Kutim were messing up the whole system. So they actually had to walk from Israel to Babel to give Edus that this is the host.
To give it
not able
few,
to say that
to,
right,
to say that two days back there was Rosh
exactly, Rosh. And they didn't get there until after Sukkot started, so they had to keep 2 days of Sukkot first Yom Tov. They weren't sure which was the right day, and since they weren't sure which was the right day, they said, you know what, don't carry it on Shabbos because you might be carrying it on the wrong day. In Israel, the Gemara said, okay, exactly. The Gemara says, okay. So fine, we understand why in Bavel, why Chutz La'aretz they don't keep.
Today we know exactly when it was.
So that's a whole other discussion, right? So the Gemara says now, where Inhu, they, which is referring to Eretz Yisrael, Inhu in Eretz Yisrael, them, because this Gemara was written in Bavel, Inhu de Yadabit Kivu de Yircha, they in Eretz who know when the right day is, Litcha, they should be able to be Docha. If Yom Tov Rishon falls out on Shabbos, they should be carrying the Dal Aminim. So the Gemara says, Enech Nami, they should be. So Gemara says, okay, that's what we're holding right now. They should. Now, the Maisa, they don't, though. So, what's going on? The Gemara says, the Tanicha, the one Brisa tells us, the Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Kolayom, Kolayam, Molichin Es Lulavim, Lahar Bais. Everyone would bring it to the Har Bais. The Tani Idach, another Brisa says, the Beis HaKnesses, they bring it to the Beis HaKnesses. We see, so what's the difference? Why does one case talk about it bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and one Brisa talk about bring it to the Shul? Shema Amina, we learn from here, Kan bizman shebeis hamikdash kaim, kan bizman shein beis hamikdash kaim. Shema Aminah. So we see, during the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Both cases, they would carry the lulav on Shabbos. One case, they would bring the lulav to the Beis Hamikdash before Shabbos, and then when they got there on Yom Tov, they would shake it. And one case where there was no Beis Hamikdash, they would bring it to the local shuls, and then they bring it before Erev Shabbos to the local shuls, leave it in the corners, and then they would come up the next day for Shacharis and shake it in shul. So you see that in Echanami, they did carry the Dal Minim on Shabbos. Not carry, they shook the Dal Minim on Shabbos, on Yom Tov Rishon. Okay. Now, according to your answer, your question, David, that you said, well, nowadays we know the right calendar. We know what the right date is. So look at Tosos, Dibra Maskel Lo Yadinan, Bekfiya De Yircha. He says, La Mishim De Lo Yadinan. Not because they don't really know, because the Ha Amirim Beresh Beitza, the Ha Yina Yadinan. We do know, the Gemara says. We know exactly the calendar. Ella, Ovid Rabbanan, Ki'ilu Lo Yadinan. The Chachamim treated them as if they didn't know. Mishim Gzera De Hasam, there's a Gzera. The Zimnin de Gazu Gzera of Asa Lakilkule. Because you never know when a new kingdom's going to come, a new government's going to come in and make a Gzera and not allow us to find out when the proper day is. It might ruin everything, so you can never be too sure. So just keep it in stake, keep it intact that we're keeping 2 days of Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz, even though we really don't have to, out of concern that in the future a government might come along and say, ruin everything, that the communications, let's say, and we won't know the right day. So always leave 2 days until the time of Mashiach.
And they knew why, because the Eidim were able to get there on time? Is that what they, is that what the Beis said?
That it says because...
Next Masech is Beit.
Right? Yeah, exact, next one.
Which Masech is that one?
Beit.
Beit.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's a concern because of the Kutim, because that concern might be because of the Kutim, it might be because of something else, I don't remember. I think Gemara says...
So should I buy the next Masech?
2 weeks we have.
Oh, 2 weeks?
2 weeks, yeah. I think Nun Vav it ends, right?
Yeah. 2 weeks from today.
Nun Vav.
2 weeks from yesterday.
So Gemara asks now, in Deisa Minat Torah Begvulin Minalan, how do we know that Begvulin, which refers to all of Eretz Yisrael, that Minat Torah, you're supposed to take it on day one? What's the source? So the Gemara says, Ulekachtem, Pasuk says, you're supposed to take the Dal Minim, Shetei Lekicha Biyad, Kolecha Ve'echad. This part, the word lakicha means every single individual has to take it. Lakachtem, it says all of you, atem, all of you have to take it. Each individual has to take it. Just like we have usfartim lachem, referring to Sfiras Omer. Every single person has to count Sfiras Omer. That's what we learn from the word lakachtem. What does lachem in the pasuk mean? Lakachtem lachem. Mishalachem, that you have to own it. Lahotzi es ashal, es agazal, to exclude. You can't borrow a lulav on the day one, and you cannot steal a lulav on day one. Bayom, it says, Lakachtem lachem bayom. What does bayom teach us? Vafilu b'shabbos. Even on the Shabbos, bayom, whenever the day falls out, you're supposed to carry the Dal Minim. So this is the source that even on Shabbos, you have a mitzvah deraisa. What Pasuk says, Rishon, it says, Lakachtem lachem bayom ha-rishon. What does Rishon mean? Afilu b'gvulin. Even on day one, even the gvulin, there's a mitzvah deraisa on day one. That's what teaching us, Rishon. The word Rishon is even anywhere you are, no matter whether it's the base of Mikdash, Yerushalayim, or Gvulim, there's a mitzvah berishon on day one to carry Dal Minim. What is the word harishon? It could have said Rishon, it could have said Biyom Rishon. Why Biyom harishon? Harishon teaches us, Milame Cheino Doche El Yom Tov Harishon Bavad. It only is Doche harishon the first day, but if the second day or the third day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, it is not Doche those days.
Don't the Pasuk start with Kapot Varim?
No, it goes on to say, I have the whole pasuk on the side here. It says, "Lukachtem lachem bayom arishon, priets hadar, kapos tamarim." Is the next one.
Oh, uh-huh. So the kapot tamarim, what is representing the avat aminim?
It refers to the lulav.
Lulav, which is the branch of it. It's not the tamar itself. Kapot tamarim. Okay.
Right. So Gemara says, so that's the source that in the gevulin, even outside Eretz Yisrael, even outside Yerushalayim, rather, there's a mitzvah deraisa of carrying the dal aminim on day one. So Amar Mar, the Gemara quotes from the brayse we just said. Bayom afil b'Shabbos, that there's a mitzvah to have it during the day, even if that day falls out on Shabbos, it's still a mitzvah of Dal Minim. Michli, let's understand this. Tiltu b'amahu, it's simply tiltu. To pick up Dal Minim is a question of muksa. Muksa is only a din der iser der banim. So, v'itzich krol l'mishre tiltu. We need a pasuk to tell me you're allowed to take the Dal Minim on Shabbos. Of course you're allowed to take the Dal Minim on Shabbos. What's a chiddush? Does the Torah tell you you're allowed to eat cholin on Shabbos? Of course you don't have to tell me. It's permitted to eat cholin. So why does it say there's a permission to carry the Dal Minim? Dal Minim, the worst case scenario, is an Issa Derbanan. Chum, of course, came after the Torah. So what exactly is the Torah teaching us that you could take the Dal Minim on Shabbos? It's pashut. So Amar Rava says, Lo nitzacha ela L'machshire lulav. To only teach me that it's permitted to do the preparations for the lulav. That, of course, you could pick up the dal minim on Shabbos, that's pashut. The question is even the machshir, the preparations for it.
Are you allowed to take the dal minim in every Shabbos?
No, only on Yom Tov Rishon.
So it is muktzah in regards to any other.
No, but there's no inyan at all to carry on any. The Gemara, the pasuk wouldn't talk about dal minim when it's not sukkah. It's meaningless.
Okay.
So the rest before the chum is issued muktzah, and Echanami would be mutter to pick up a tree. You could pick up a tree or a branch. The chum came along and said it's usher because of muktzah for various reasons, but that wouldn't be a reason to permit you. The Torah doesn't have to say, oh, you're allowed to carry dal minim and don't be concerned with muktzah. Muktzah didn't exist at the times of the Torah. So what's saying it's mutter is you could do machshirim, which means you could cut the lulav off the tree. You got a lulav on a date tree. You forgot to take it before sukkahs. Ah, it's sukkahs. You're allowed to cut it down. Well, the pasuk says bayom, on the day. Make it your business to get take an esrog off the tree. Even though taking an esrog and taking a lulav is an issue of kotzer, which is melacha deraisa, one's allowed to. That's what we learn from this pasuk bayom. A field of Shabbos, you could do the preparations. Valiba, the Gemara continues and says, Valiba the Haitana, and it goes according to this Tana, the Tana the Brises teaches us. Lulav v'chol machshirav dochen es haShabbos divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer's other opinion that lulav and all the preparations needed, which again includes ktsira, is to mekayin the mitzvah of lulav on Shabbos. My time, what's the reasoning to Rabbi Eliezer? Why does he allow you to do even machshirin? So he says, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Bayom, v'afil b'Shabbos. You do whatever you have to do, even on Shabbos, to make sure you mekayin the mitzvah of dal minim. Now Rabbanon who say no, Rabbanon argue that you cannot do machshirin on Shabbos. You cannot cut the lulav off if you didn't prepare it before Shabbos. Tough luck. You miss out on this mitzvah. So the Rabbanon, hi bayom, my avidle. What does he do with the word bayom? Well, bayom can't be telling me that you're allowed to take dal minim on Shabbos because we said that's pashut, you could take dal minim because it's muksa. There's no issue of muksa according to the Torah. And it can't be coming to teach me you're allowed to do machshirin because they don't allow you to do machshirin on Shabbos. So what do the Rabbanon do with the word bayom, my avidle? So the Gemara says, "Me bayle needs to teach us bayom velo balayla. The mitzvah of dal minim is only during the daytime, not nighttime. It ends up becoming a mitzvah saseh shezman grama." Okay, now back to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, bayom velo balayla minale. How does he know that dal minim is only during the day and not nighttime? Because he uses the word bayom to teach me even on Shabbos. He cannot use it for a second drasha to exclude night. So he learns it nafkale. He derives it misefer dekra, the end of the pasuk, which is the very last words. It says, "Usmachtem lifnei Hashem elkechem shivas yamim." You're supposed to rejoice in front of Hashem for 7 days. Yamim, the pasuk says, during the days velo lailos, not nighttime. So since that this is all one pasuk, the whole pasuk says in terms of lukachtem lachem ayom arishon pri tadar, take the esog kapos tamarim anaf eitz avos arve nachal, all the dal minim, and then the pasuk concludes usmachtem lefnei Hashem elokechem shivas yomim. So the mitzvah of the dal minim is only yomim velo balelos. Now Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan do with the word yomim? They already learned bayom to exclude laila. What do they learn from the word yomim? So Gemara explains, Rabbanan ime hasam, if you had the word yomim only and not bayom, ha'ilef yomim yomim, you would have thought a gzer shava, learned a gzer shava. If the word yamim appeared, the word yamim also appears that he says besukas teshu shivas yamim. So just like sukas yamim means afilu lelos, even at nighttime we have the mitzvah sukkah. So the yamim in regards to dal minim should also be balayla. Comes a passing and says bayom to teach me velo balayla. Now the Gemara says vasukka. Gufa minalan. How do I know the sukkah itself is in the sukkah afil belaila? Gemara says the Tanur Rabbanan besukos teishvu shivas yamim yamim vafilu leilos. That's the drasha. It says yamim, days, even night. You're supposed to be sitting in the sukkah. So Gemara says, how do you know that yamim here means afil laila? It doesn't mean yamim velo leilos. How are you coming to include leilos and not exclude leilos? The Gemara explains. Oh, eno ella. I skipped a line. Ata omer yamim vafil leilos. You're telling me daytime and not even nighttime. Oh, no. Maybe really the way you should make the drush is yamim v'lo leilos. It should be day and not nighttime. And you should exclude laila. V'dinu, it's actually quite logical to say this to exclude laila. Why? Because nemar kan yamim, v'nemar v'lulav yamim. It says yamim both here and by lulav. Malahalan Yamin Vlo Bulelos, just like by Lulav, it says daytime and no mitzvah nighttime. Afkan, also by Sukkos, it should perhaps be Yamim Vlo Lelos, and there should be no mitzvah during the night. Oh, Kilcha Derech Zer, or maybe there's a different Derech, you could take a different approach, is maybe you could say as follows. Nemar Kan Yamim, it says Yamim here by Sukkos. The Nemar Bimiluim, this week's Parsha, Shmini, Miluim, talks about the days of preparation prior to the Mishkan. 7 days they prepared, putting up the Mishkan, taking it down, putting it up, and the eighth day, Shmini, they finally put it up for long-term use. So just like it says Yamim Bimiluim, Malahalan, Yamim Vafilu Belelos, the word Yamim, in the context of Miluim, means day and nighttime. Rashi explained, you see Miluim, it says, Kidechsiv Pesach Ol Moed Teshu Yomam Velayla. The entrance of the Ol Moed was established both day and night. So just like the word Yomim by Miluim includes Laila, Afkan, so to hear by Sukkos, maybe Yomim Afilu Leila should also be Leilos. So what we have is as follows. The word Yomim appears in Sukkah. So do we compare Sukkos to Lulav, also Yomim, and it should not be a nighttime? Or do we compare it to Miluim and it should be a nighttime? Is it nighttime or is it not nighttime, depending whether you learn it from Miluim or if you learn it from Lulav? So says the Gemara, Nira Lemidoma. Let's see which one is it more similar to. Is Sukkos more similar to Miluim or is it more similar to Dalamim? So Dunin Davar, let's learn Davar Shemitzvasa Kohayom Midavar Shemitzvasa Kohayom. Let's learn it from another mitzvah that applies during the entire day. Vil al yochiach, and don't disprove it. Davar Mishemitzvasa Sha'achas, and don't disprove it from something that only has a very momentary mitzvah. So look at Rashi, which one has Kohayom and which one Sha'achas. Rashi says, the very last Rashi, it's not bold, but it's five lines from the bottom. Sukkah mitzvasa kol yom. The mitzvah sukkah implies the entire day. V'miluim mitzvasa kol yom also, leishe ba'azara v'shilo lates. And miluim also, apparently, that Aaron, I guess, Moshe, had to sit inside the Mishkan the entire day, couldn't leave. So both those mitzvahs apply the entire day. Ki dechsevu mipesach al moi lo seitzu shivas yomim. So, and you should not disprove it to lulav, which only is one moment. You pick up the dal minim, and your yotze, and you put it down. It's not a mitzvah that applies the entire day. So that's why we want to learn from Miluim. Oh, or maybe the Gemara still contends, maybe, Kilchul Derech Zeh, maybe go take a different approach. Dan in davar shemitzvasa ladoros, midavar shemitzvasa ladoros, vayochicha Miluim, shein noagis ladoros. You know what? Sukkos is actually more comparable to Lulav, because both of them are a mitzvah that applies ladoros for generations to come. The Miluim was a one-time event, so you shouldn't learn from Miluim. You're better to learn from Sukkah, and from Lulav rather, and say there is no mitzvah at nighttime. And the Gemara finally answers, Tam Lomar, Teshu. Teshu L'Gzer Shavat says, Nemar Kan Teshu, V'Nemar Miluim Teshu, Malahal Yomim V'Afilu Leilos, Afkan Yomim V'Afilu Leilos. So it says Teshu in two places, so we have Gzer Shavat. Just like Teshu by Miluim means even nighttime, so too Teshu means even nighttime by Sukkos. So up until this point, we were not using a Gzer Shava. A Gzer Shava, a person cannot make a Gzer Shava up on his own. So they're trying to understand what the word Yamim, what does that mean, Yamim, when it appears? Does Yamim mean days and not nighttime? Or does Yamim mean days, including nighttime? Oh, remember we have a Gzer Shava from our Rebbe that taught us that it's a Gzer Shava Teshu Teshro that we learned from Yiluim, and finally that's the answer that we say Sukkah even applies by nighttime. That's the final source. Now, Tosos points out, look at the top line, top Tosos, Teshu L'Gzer Shava. He says, Lo L'Gamri Yalef, it's not a complete Gzer Shava Mimiluim. We don't learn every halacha from Miluim. There are differences, he says, because the Hasam, over there by the Miluim, Efshar Lishan Ba'azara, Kuma B'Chatzer, Shea B'Makum Azara. There's an Isser to sleep in the Azara. You can't just take a nap in the Azara. The Gamira, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, Elam Alchi Beis Zavi, the Gemara tells us, Bavad. Vilukan asalichin chutz the sukkah. But here in the sukkah, it's also to sleep outside the sukkah. You can only sleep in the sukkah. So it's not a complete parallel. That's all Tosis is pointing out. But it is a Gzeir Shava in terms of the timing of when the mitzvah is performed. Mainly, in other words, even at nighttime.
There's many other Yisurim.
Now, many other Yisurim, you said?
Sure. I mean, Gazara is a million things.
But so, like, what else?
But I guess maybe the mitzvah itself of sleeping is.
Right, doesn't say you won't say shecht like a carbon inside the sukkah, okay. Right? But Okay. Now the Gemara says three lines down. Arava Shiva Ketad. So the Mishnah told us that one of the mitzvahs of Ansukis is in addition to Lulav, there's also a mitzvah called Arava. Now, the Gemara is going to talk in greater length later on exactly what Arava was, but the basic background is, every single day of Sukkot, the machlok is whether the Kohanim, or even a Yisrael, go around the Mizbeach in the base of Mikdash.
Oshanot.
Exactly. And one opinion says they take the Dal Minim and walk around with the Lulav, and one opinion says they take the Arava and walk around the Mizbeach.
Today we're doing the Dal Minim beside the last day.
Exactly. Dal Minim, even the last day of Dal Minim, we also take Dal Minim. It's only the Arava, we just hit the Arava. So we do the Alminim, and that's Zeichet, what was done on the base of Mikdash. So that, the Mishnah told us, if the seventh day of Arava, the seventh day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, then you could do the Arava around the Mizbech. But if any other day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, that's a day one of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, you do not do Hoshanos on day one of Shabbos. Only if the day seven falls out on Shabbos. Meaning if Sukkot starts off on Sunday, and the seventh day is Shabbos, then you do a Shabbos.
Only when the seventh day is Shabbos, that's when you do it.
Exactly. There's actually a discussion in the postgame whether or not you're supposed to say Hoshanos on Shabbos. We paskin, we do. But there's a discussion based on this. Since we don't do Hoshanos on Shabbos, maybe you shouldn't say Hoshanos on Shabbos. We don't walk around, but maybe you shouldn't even say the Hoshanos on Shabbos. That's a machlokas in the postgame, but again, we paskin that one does. Okay. Now, one other interesting discussion, I won't go into in great detail, but there is a discussion whether or not, let's say a person ends up taking the Dal Minim we just spoke of on Shabbos. He's not supposed to, we said. Let's say you did it anyways. Are you Yotze the mitzvah or not? Well, what's the Nafka Minim? Who cares? Whether you're Yotze or not Yotze, the next day you're certainly going to take the Dal Minim anyways. So if, let's say, first day falls out on Shabbos, you took the Dal Minim accidentally, what's the difference? If you did it or you didn't do it, you're still taking it on Sunday, which is day two. The Nafka Minim is, let's say you said a Shechianu when you took the Dal Minim. Did the Shechianu work on the Dal Minim? If you were Mekayim a mitzvah, anyways, even though you went against Chachamim not knowing, but if you were Mekayim a mitzvah, the Shechianu was Chal, a good Shechianu, and you would not say Shechianu on Sunday. But if the mitzvah was not a good mitzvah,
say one time Shechianu.
One time, exactly. If it wasn't a good mitzvah, you did nothing. You picked up a piece of wood. It was meaningless. Your Shechianu was a brach levatala. You'd have to say a new Shechianu on Sunday.
Oy, and you'll die.
Okay. Fine, says the Gemara now. Top of Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Arava Shiva Ketzad. How is it that Arava, you have it all 7 days of Sukkot? The Gemara says, Arava B'Shvi my time. And why is it that on the seventh day, Arava is Doch Yishabbos? Why we say if day seven falls out on Shabbos, the Arava is Doch Yishabbos? Rabbi Yochanan, Kidei Lefarsima Shimin HaTorah. In order to publicize the fact that Arava is a Dinderaisa, meaning Rashi says, See Rashi, this is the fourth line down. Lefarsma Shimin HaTorah. Lefi,
fourth
line down from the top. See that? So Lefarsma Shimin HaTorah, to publicize, to make it appear to them that Arava is a concept Min HaTorah. Lefi she'ena mefresh Min HaTorah behedya. It wasn't explicitly anywhere. There's no pasuk that tells me about the Arava to take it around the mizbeach. She shavku l'Ravka. They left some space, literally. Lemidchei Shabbos Chad Yoma. They wanted to tell the people, listen, don't think this Arava is some weird thing that we're doing in Judaism. This is a Masorah we have from a Kabbalah from Moshe to do this. There's no Pasuk, so it's easy to just kind of make fun of it and to reject it. It's Min HaTorah. To show the seriousness of it, that's real, we say, you know what, we're going to even Doche Shabbos to prove the point that this is really a Din Deraisa. That was the idea. So that's why on day seven they were to Doche Shabbos to publicize. So if that's the case, so Lulav also, we should, Lemais be paskin, now Lulav is not Docha Shabbos anymore. What?
We do say it's Docha Shabbos.
In the end day, for in Gvulin, we say it's not. I think Rashi points it out, let's say.
But the rabbi also not in Gvulin.
Right. Look at Rashi, Lulav, Nami Nidchu. He says, Bishar Yamin Bamikdash, Kedei Lefarsma Shumina Torah Lekol Shiva. Minatorah, there's a mitzvah derais of all 7 days in the base of Mikdash. We only allow you on day one, basically, that should be Doche Shabbos. If day two falls on Shabbos, you can't be Doche.
Right.
But why not? Shouldn't we want to publicize that even day two is a mitzvah deraisa and day three is a mitzvah deraisa? Every day should be Doche Shabbos. No, there's a difference between Arava, or so I say Mishum Gzeira. Gzeira Mishum Rabba, rather. Gzeir Mishum Rabba. We're concerned that a person might end up carrying it outside the Eruv. So because of the Gzeir Mishum Rabba, they didn't want to allow you to take it on any single day of Shabbos. Gemara says if it's a Gzeir Mishum Rabba, Ihachi, a Rav Nami Nigzar. So a Rav also, we should say, shouldn't we be concerned that they might take the Arava outside the Beis HaMikdash and carry it in the Rishis HaRabim? So this should be the same Gzeir should apply to a Rava. Why is a Rava permitted to be Docha Shabbos on day 7, but Lulav cannot be Docha on day 7? So Gemara says, but these Gemaras are somewhat confusing.
Big time.
Yeah. A lot of back and forth. And in the Rishonim, there's Machlokas how to understand each line, what exactly the explanation is. So we're trying to be as simple as possible. Gemara says, a Rava shluchei basin ma'isilei. Lulav the chol muscle.
With every line, you need a flowchart. You know, to see in your eyes what's going on.
Yeah. You have to try to envision it. So it says the difference, the fundamental difference between a Rava and lulav. Lulav, every single one, lakachtem lachem, each and every one of us have to take the lulav. So, I'm not trustworthy. If everyone applies, so not everybody's going to know the halachas, and someone's bound to carry it outside. We came to the Rava. A Rava took place in Beis HaMikdash, where the Shluchei Bezin were responsible. They were governing there. Everything that took place was with their authority overseeing everything. So we trust Beis HaMikdash that they're not going to carry it outside and make sure nobody else carries it outside. But L'cholecher V'echad, when it comes to Lulav, where we each have our own Dalamim in our house, well, we don't have people observing and overseeing everybody. So that's why when it came to Lulav, we said Lulav is not going to be Docha Shabbos outside day one. When it came to Arava, we said that since it's in taking place in Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, we allow it to be Docha day 7. Gemara says, okay, Ihach, if that's the case, that the Shluchei Bezin is overseeing the Arava, Kol Yomi Nami Lidchei. So every single day of Arava should be Docha Shabbos. Why only day 7 is Docha Shabbos? Even if day 1 or day 2 or day 3
but
falls out.
Not Midaraisa,
the Arava applies all 7 days. All 7 days it applies. So the question is, so why then on day 7 only is it Docha Shabbos? All the other ones should be Docha Shabbos. Since Basin's overseeing what's going on, it will never lead to someone carrying outside. So Gemara says, if you do that, if you say Arava is Docha every single day of Shabbos, then Asi Lif, you're going to start kind of making fun and belittling Lulav, because you're going to say, Lulav's only Docha day 1. Arava is Docha day 7 days. Arava is more important than Lulav. Lulav is nothing. And we don't want that happening. So for the Zilzul Lulav, we said only day 1. Let that be even. Let Lulav be day 1, and Arava be day 7. They each only have one day, and they're on the equal plane. Neither one's greater than the other one. Mara says, okay, so once we have to establish that Arava can be no greater than Lulav, so maybe you should have them both, Lidichei B'yom Terishon, let them be equal. Let them both be Docha day 1 and not day 7. Why have Lulav day 1 be Docha day 1, and Arava be Docha day 7? May both of them should be Docha day 1 together. So the Gemara says, Lo Mucha Milsa, it won't be so clear that it won't be a good piersum that Arava is Deraisa. People are going to say as follows. Amri, they'll say, Lulav hu de kadachya. Really, day 1, Lulav is Docha Shabbos. And the Chacham probably say, once we're Docha Lulav, once Lulav is Docha Shabbos, we'll also let Arava be Docha Shabbos. But it won't be clear that we're doing it special for Arava. Arava had to be special. Had to have its own day. So once we establish that Arava needs its own day, Lidchei b'chad mehanach. So let it be Docha day 2 or day 3. Why Dafka day 7? It has to be anything other than day 1. Why did they choose day 7? Kevan de kamafkas le merishon ok meshvi, because you want to know one of the one or seven, those are the ones that stick out, the end, either the first day or the last day, those are the ones that stick out. So once we can't do it on day 1 anymore because of lulava, the next logical place to put it is day 7. That's all. So Gemara says, Ihachi, ha'inna nami lidche. So nowadays also, the Arava should be doche day 7. The Gemara says, we don't know the proper days. Same thing. We don't know when the right day is. The shluchim are not going to get to Bava on the right time. So it might be day 6, it might be day 7. We don't know the right day.
What do you mean by that? I'm sorry. We said that, okay, it takes time, the 2 days for Sukkos.
Mm-hmm.
But then it takes another 2 days to get there. So there are 4 days into the Chag. So they knew that 4 days ago, 3 days ago, whatever they say, it is Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, they...
they can count exactly when Shabbos.
No, it may not.
Maybe Shabbos is in that time, so
the shluchim may not have even gotten there by day seven. I'm not sure how long it took, but it took a long time for them to get. As you said, it takes a few weeks to go from Eretz Yisrael to Babel.
What's the point to send shluchim?
So why eventually get there? Because they have to know when the next month begins. Also, they can. If there's, let's say they're always keeping 2 days extra,
Isn't it Beit Din in every place? Or it only count on Yerushalayim?
On how they see the Yerach in Yerushalayim.
Right. So they make the decision, and then they have to send out all the messages.
So if it takes a few weeks, how they can celebrate Chodesh to begin with? Because nobody came. They said, oh, it's Rosh Chodesh. Even though, you
that's
know, 32 days passed.
2 days.
No, but sometimes it took them a long time.
But probably not more than one, not more than...
So let's say 16 days. So they missed the whole Chag.
Right, that's the whole idea. That's why they do that.
But 2 days, it's not enough.
Why?
Because if it takes them 16 days to get from Yerushalayim to Babel, and
no,
it's
no,
already everything passed.
No, but that's what it was. Let's say today is the first of the month, and they got there on the 28th of the month, on the 27th of the month.
Okay.
So they know that...
Meaning 27 after the first of the month.
So
27
know,
days
so they,
later.
They know if they wouldn't come, you would have too many options on the next Rosh Chodesh. But since they already arrived, and we know how much the last Rosh Chodesh, the next Rosh Chodesh, you only have 2 days.
Yes, so what about this Rosh Chodesh? Okay, next one is okay. I'm 27 days, so I know 27 days, so I can make the Cheshbon.
So
no, even that no good, because now this new Rosh Chodesh. So
that's how you do 2 days again.
Two new Edim.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, let's say...
It doesn't make sense.
Any month can be either 29 days or 30 days. Right? It can either be 29 days or 30 days. So let's say every single
month... You're telling me, in order for me to celebrate, I need to wait for the Edim. In order to know...
No, listen. Any month could be 29 or 30 days.
Okay.
So let's say you have 6 months in a row that 29 days. Versus 6 months row at 30 days.
Let me understand.
Yeah.
So you need one time to see the Edim? Or every month you need to see them?
Every month.
So how does it work?
Listen, I don't know when Rosh Chodesh is. It can either be day 30 or day 31 is Rosh Chodesh.
Day 30 or day 31 from when?
From
when you started the days.
Let's say starting zero. Day, the first day of the entire world.
Don't
listen,
you look at the morning.
No. Day one of the world starts. Okay, now the first day, welcome to the world. We're here, okay. So when's the new month? It could either be day 30 is the new month, or day 31 is the new month. We don't know which one. I have no idea.
Or 30 or
30. Well, then 29 is the last day, but day 30 is the first of the next.
Okay.
Either day 30 or day 31.
Okay.
I'm not sure which one. Now, the next month could also be either 29 days or 30 days. So now, either was the first one 30 days long, and now the next one 30 days, or is it 30 days plus 29, or is it 29 plus 29? But so you have three different cases it could be. Now, you went from 2 days it could be Rosh Chodesh to now 3 days. And let's say the next month, I don't know either. Now you have five possible days,
okay,
and you never know.
Okay.
That's why each month you have to know when it was, so they only have a suffix about 2 days when the new Rosh Chodesh is. It's always 2 days, because if you don't find out that month, you have 3 days behind, and then you're 4 days behind.
So it's hard for me to press.
Okay. When
so
we get
let's
to...
Let's say Rosh Hashanah today. Not today Rosh Hashanah. Elul, Av, Tammuz, today is Av. No, Elul, I'm sorry, Elul. Today is Rosh Chodesh Elul, okay? Next Chodesh is Tishrei. Is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. It's a big deal, Rosh Hashanah, right? And I'm in Babel. And they came to me in Elul. And I don't know, took them 2 weeks, right? So I knew that 2 weeks ago was Rosh Chodesh Elul. Now this Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is 2 days, forget about it, it's all over the world, let's take a specific. But it takes the Edim to get 2 weeks to Babel. How do you know when to celebrate Rosh Chodesh if I do not have the Edut?
That's why you keep 2 days. You're not sure which is the right day. Well, we'll discuss.
So I do not need the Edut. I need the 2 days. Based on last... So why do I need the Edim?
Because you have to know...
I keep anyway 2 days.
Because no, the next month you'll be behind
month,
3 months,
you
2 days.
3 days.
Right.
You might have three options next month.
Uh-huh. Okay,
so. Okay, let's go weiter.
So the Edims are in order, so I'll always have 2 days options, not more than that.
Exactly.
Also, I think there's a mitzvah to know when it is, actually. I think.
Yeah?
I'm not sure, but I assume that.
I don't know. Okay. Right. So Gemara says, so the reason why nowadays we do not celebrate, we don't say the seventh day of Sukkot is Docha Shabbos, is because we don't know the Kriya D'Yirchu, we don't know the proper date. So the Gemara asks, what about Inu? What about them? in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the Yadi B'Kfiyah D'Yircha, they know the right day because they were, you know, that's where the Kiddush HaChodesh took place. Lidche, they should have day 7. If it falls on Shabbos, then the Arava should be Docha Shabbos. So Ki Asur Bar Hadya Amar Lo Ikle. It doesn't fall out that way. You look at the calendar, like, for example, Purim only falls out on a Sunday, on a Tuesday, on a Thursday, on a Friday. So there are only 4 possible days certain days could fall out. Exactly right. So it comes out that Hoshana, the 7th day, Hoshana Rabbah can never fall out on a Shabbos. Only falls out probably on a Sunday, a Tuesday, a Thursday, and a Friday.
Because Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot fall on the same day.
Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot fall on the same days, and day
so
7...
Lo Adu means you cannot have Aleph, Dalet, and Vav.
Right, which means that you can have day 7... can be on those days then. Hoshana Rabbah can be.
No, you're talking about the first day of Sukkot cannot right. fall on Monday. On,
no,
on okay. Sunday.
Right.
On Wednesday.
Tuesday. No?
No, Dalet is Wednesday, right?
Dalet is Wednesday, yes. Yeah, so Sunday, Wednesday, Friday.
And Friday.
So there are 4 days. No, only 3 days it can't fall out on?
No, Adu. Maybe Adu.
Right, okay. Okay, right. So okay, fine. Either way. So, but this day 7 can fall out. No, so day 7 cannot fall out on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah can fall out on Shabbos, but Hoshana Rabbah cannot fall out on Shabbos. Okay.
Right.
So the way it works out is Hoshana Rabbah can never fall out on Shabbos. So that's why it's not even a concern. Don't be so concerned
right,
whether they should.
For Hoshana Rabbah to fall on Shabbos, to fall on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah should be able to fall on Sunday.
But it can't fall out on Sunday, exactly.
It cannot fall on Sunday.
Right. So it never. So even
Shana
though
it's the 8th day,
7th day,
seventh.
The 7th day, yeah. Also shows 8 days.
Which day?
Shmini Atzeret.
Right. So even though
Shana
you're right, in
the 7th day, okay.
In theory, Hoshana Rabbah should be able to be Docha Shabbos. It never falls out that way, so it's really a moot point. Now, Ki Os Rabin, the Chol Nachos. When Rabin came and all his various supporters, they came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. And then they came back from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. They came back to Eretz Yisrael. Amrei Ikle, Vodachi. They say, no, it can fall out on Shabbos. And if it does fall out on Shabbos, it's not Docha Shabbos. That's what we said. Elakasha. Well, why not? If we're saying that the only concern is Kfir de Yircha, and they know the Kfir de Yircha in Eretz Yisrael, so why not? So why can't it be Docha Shabbos? So Amrei Yosef, Man Leimalan de Arava bin Atila. Whoever said, we're making a whole assumption, the whole point is, what's being Docha Shabbos? Whoever said there's a mitzvah netila, that you have to actually take the lulav, Dilma, the mitzvah is bizakifa. Maybe the whole mitzvah, look at Rashi, see Rashi, man lemalon, it's a little bit lower down than where we are in the Gemara. Rashi, man lemalon, the arava b'mikdash b'netila, that you're supposed to take it, the lidchei ahashta arava yisur midirban and zeich l'mikdash d'nidchei Shabbos, that bizman hazeh, we should do a zecher, and have taken the arava and be docha Shabbos. Dilma b'tzakifa, Rashi says, lo hayu not l'nosa b'yah. They didn't take it with their hand. And the zok v'nosa b'tzide mizbeach. They just kind of leaned it against the mizbeach. L'chud k'ditzam masisin. V'hash shalekha mizbeach heichan niskava. Nowadays, there's no mizbeach, so there's no din zakifa. So that's why it's not docha. There's nothing to even talk about. There's no mizbeach v'zman hazeh, so of course there's no zakifa. There's no arava at all. So why has the Gemara been assuming up until now that if the mitzvah had been a tila, maybe it's really a zakifa? The Gemara just leaves it at that. So then the Gemara says, so if the mitzvah is really zakifa and not netila, I'm going to ask you a question from our Mishnah. Abai asks as follows, lulav v'arava shisha v'shiva, both lulav and arava can either be 6 days or 7 days depending when Shabbos falls out. So the very fact that they group together lulav and arava, my lav kelulav, is it not telling me that arava is like lulav? My lulav b'netila, af arava b'netila. Is it not telling me that both lulav, just like lulav is a mitzvah and netila and taking it, so to arava is a mitzvah and taking it, and not a din and zakifa, not simply leaning it up against the mizbeach? The Gemara says, no, midiriya, hakadisa. Just because you group it together doesn't mean they have the same exact dinim. You group it together because they're both either 6 or 7 days, but not because the mitzvah is performed the right way. Lulav is a mitzvah and netila, and the arava is a mitzvah and the zakifa leaning it up against the mizbeach.
So what? So they were not mechuber lakarka. They were right. They were just and they were in pots and then they.
I don't remember if they're in pots or not, but they were detached and they just leaned it up very tall, leaned it up against the mizbeach, kind of leaned on top of it, and that was the mitzvah according to one opinion.
To lean them.
Yeah, One mitzvah, well, according to some, there's a mitzvah to go around holding your dal minim around the mizbech,
right.
And then you take the rava, a separate rava, and place it on the mizbech. The other pin said, no, you actually took the aravos and walked around with the aravos around the mizbech. So the Gemara initially assumed the mitzvah of a rava was taking the arava in your hand and walk around. So is that netila, which is a muksa, is that able to be docha Shabbos? He said, no, we're not talking about netila. We assume that the netila, the mitzvah of rava is not taking around the mizbech. The mitzvah of rava is simply taking them and placing them on the mizbech.
So the only difference is that when the mizbech is there, there is no mitzvah at all.
Is that
the point of the whole?
That's the point. There's nothing to talk about. There's no mizbech, so you can't talk about being docha Shabbos bizman hazeh. There's no mizbech.
It's not a matter that leaning is not awesome.
Exactly. There's nothing to lean on, and then there's nothing to, it's not even a question to talk about. Then the Gemara says, Eisiv Abaye. Abaye asks another question. B'chol yom akifin emizbeach pamachas. Every single day of Sukkot, they would circle the mizbeach one time. V'os hayom on day 7, which is the day of the Arava, sheva pamim. They went around 7 days. So what did they go around doing? My lav b'arava. Did they not carry the Arava? Meaning the mitzvah wasn't leaning against mizbeach. The mitzvah was to hold it in your hand and walk around. So we see it is about the netila. I said, lo b'lulav. No. They would walk around with the lulav. And afterwards, then they placed the arava on top of the mizbeach. But the mitzvah really could have been the mitzvah of putting a zakifa. V'ha amar Rav Nachman amar Rabba baravua barava. But doesn't he hold that you actually carry the arava around the mizbeach, not the lulav? Amar lei. So he says back, hu amar lecha barava, v'ani amina b'lulav. He says arava, I say lulav. We could argue. We have a machlokas. I think you take the lulav. He thinks you take the arava. So according to me, when you take the lulav, there's no mitzvah arava anymore, because you take the lulav, and the only mitzvah of the arava is to place it up against the mizbeach, and there's no mizbeach anymore. So b'zman hazeh, there's no mitzvah. So the Gemara says back, itmar, it was said, itmar Rabbi Elazar omer b'lulav, Rav Shmuel bar Nasan omer Rabbi Chanina barava. Machlokes, what do you walk around this back carrying? One opinion held the lulav, like we just said, and one opinion held that you hold the arava. V'chein amarav, Nachman amarava, baravua, barava, also holds that you walk around carrying the arava. Amarle rava, l'rav Yitzchak, b'rei, d'rava, bar barchana, bar uria, ta, come here, v'im l'cha milsa, mal yasa. I'm going to tell you something special. Dava amaravucha, that your father used to tell me. He says, rava says, Rav Yitzchak, come over here, son. I'm going to tell you something your father used to tell me. The mission that tells us, every single day they used to go around the mizbeach just one time. Day 7, makifin es mizbeach, sheva pamim. They go around 7 times. On that Mishnah, Rava says, Hachi amar avucha, this is what your father used to tell me, Mishmei Rabbi Elazar, in the name of Rabbi Elazar, Belulav. They used to carry the lulav around the mizbeach, and not the Rava. The Rava was simply a mitzvah of the zakifa. Eisvei, they ask a question from the following. Lulav doches a Shabbos b'tchilaso, v'arava b'sofo. So lulav zocha day 1.
Yeah, it is from the door, not from the window.
Yeah,
maybe the window is open.
There's something. It's cold here. Yeah. Before it wasn't like that, no.
All right. It was like that before too.
Now I'm cold. Okay.
So the. Lach is that this brisa says that lulav is docha Shabbos in the beginning. In other words, day 1 of Shabbos, lulav is docha, and arava is docha on day 7. So the Gemara continues and says, "Pam achas, one time, chal shvi shel arava lios b'Shabbos. One day, one time, day 7 of Sukkot. In other words, Hoshana Rabbah fell out on Shabbos. Veviu mar mirivios shel arava mer of Shabbos. They brought these buckets of arava trees Friday." V'nichem b'azara, they place on the azara. V'kirbehen b'aytusim, the b'aytusim were the ones like, pretty much like the tzedukim. They rejected anything that wasn't written in the Torah. So b'aytusim realized what was going on, and they rejected the concept of the arava because there's no pasuk about it. V'natlum, they took the arava. V'kifshim tachas avanim, and they placed them underneath the rocks. Why did they do that? Because they knew the chachamim say that rocks are muksa, and they're not going to pick the rocks up to perform the mitzvah. What happened was, Vivim HaKohanim, sorry, I skipped a line there. Lamacha, the next day, Hikiu Behei, Amiarets were very loyal, but they didn't know much about Halacha. They're very loyal to the Prushim, to the Bnei Yisrael. And Vishamtum Mitachas Avanim, they didn't know any better. They removed their Ravos from underneath the Avanim, against Halacha, but they didn't know any better. They view Makarnim, and now the Karnim are able to bring them to the Mizbech, Vizak from the Tidem Mizbech, and lean them up against the side of the Mizbech. Why? The Fish ain't by Tusim Modim Shechibur Arava Doches Shabbos, because the by Tusim rejected the fact that Arava Doches Shabbos. They said it wasn't Doches Shabbos because there's no concept in the Torah to have the Arava. What comes out from here is Alma Benetilahi Tiyufta. We see from here, however, this was a Din Netila. How do we see that?
What do you mean Benetilahi?
So, Rashi tells.
Meaning that all the days that they were done, Hakafa was with Arava.
Exactly.
Not with Lula.
Exactly. So, what's the Raya? Look at Rashi. This is the first Y line down, three lines from the bottom of the Gemara. The Avim Hakonim Hazak from Rashi says. Aval Yisrael lo hayu nichnas bein ha'ulam mizbech. Only Karim were allowed to go through, because going around the mizbech, you're going to an area where Yisrael can't go. So the Karim would circle mizbech, and u'midakasani chibut arava. Chibut arava means to beat it, and they would hit the arava. Michlal, this implies debiyad nolinosa. They would take it with their hands, and this next line, next word is important. U'minanin, they would shake the arava. U'makifin ba'karim es mizbech b'regleim, they'd walk around holding them. Va'karkach zok v'nosa. The fact that there's a chibut, they're hitting their rabbis like we do, tells me there's first an initial netila, and then a chibut. That's the raya. It's a very important halacha l'maisa, people don't realize the halacha. That the Ramah, based on this Rashi, the Ramah paskins, we carry the dal minim, we walk around seven times on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Then we take the rabbah, hold it in our hands, and we beat it. The halacha is, the Ramah writes, you're supposed to take it, and then shake it first. Uh-huh. All six directions. The Ramah says this, based
really?
On this Rashi.
Nobody does it.
I learned the halacha. Never did it because no one else did it. I didn't want to be stuck. Yeah, I started going to Rabbi Rabag Shul across the street from my house. I saw he did it. So I'm doing it also. Once he starts doing it, I'm also going to do it. So me and him are the only ones in Shul who actually do this thing. And then afterwards, you start hitting it on the floor. So either way, in terms of our Gemara, the halacha is you're supposed to do a netila. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Diving in a few minutes, and we'll pick up here tomorrow.
So yeah, once we finish that, Tiyukta, or no, we finish Alma Benetila.